You've been banging on about Big Brother.
Yeah.
We finally had the first episode last night. What did you think?
Loved it. Loved it. You know, I still wish that I was on a show like that. The only thing about these kind of shows, though, is how they all go living with so many people. Like,
what do you mean?
Sharing the same kitchen, sharing the same food with a bunch of people, sharing the same toilets and showers. I just don't know how I'd go with living with that many people.
In a share house?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I mean, you've, what, who have you lived with in your life?
My mum and my husband.
Well, there's the main. You've never experienced a share house.
Literally two people my whole life. I feel like it's probably something I've missed, but how many people, you've been in plenty of share houses.
Yeah.
How many people do you reckon you've done the rounds with?
If we're including family.
Yeah.
27?
You've lived with 27 different people?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow, I feel really sheltered over here. We are like opposite ends of the spectrum. Two people and you're 27 people. That is great. Okay, we need to put this to the phones.
13, I don't know what's 12, normal.
No, neither. 13, 12, 16. How many people have you lived with in your life so far? Because I feel like we are opposite ends of the spectrum here.
There's little mummy's girl who
lives with mum. Hey!
And there's me who run away from her as fast as they could.
That's interesting.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16. How many people have you lived with in your life so far?
Am I missing out on this? Did I miss out this whole share house experience?
Tony from Bacasia, how many people have you lived with in your life so far?
I'm kind of stuck in between you guys. About, I think, 15 different housemates I've had in my lifetime.
Wow, 15 different housemates. So, like, how many at one time? Just one?
The most was four at once.
Right.
And then I've been in a few share houses.
How is it? How is it living with other people? Tell
me.
Paint the picture.
I like it. I genuinely like it. Rach, it's worth trying out, but the only problem is if you do get someone that you don't get along with, you've got to learn to live with them, and that's a hard part.
Has that ever happened for you?
Once, yeah, and it was one of my good mate's partners.
Ooh.
We didn't hate each other, we just didn't personally click.
I'm going to be honest, 1 out of 15 is amazing odds.
Yeah, that is pretty
dodgy.
Good odds.
Oh, no, there were others that I didn't like, but she was the main one.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And, do you still live in a share house?
No, I live by myself now.
Right, and what's the difference?
It's just probably a bit too quiet.
Really? There you go.
Yeah.
Getting a bit lonely.
Well,
I am.
Maybe 15's the average. I don't know. We'll see what else we can get. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys.
Jason from Marion, how many people have you lived with in your life so far?
It would have to be at least 50 at a minimum.
50?
I've done share houses, I've got a big family.
Wow. Okay, how big is your family?
There's six of us kids.
Yeah, right. And, okay, so you've lived in with 50 different people. That's a lot of people. Were they all friends or random people? Or
I've lived in share houses with rugby teams before, sort of boosted the numbers up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And what was it like? Do you prefer it? Do you like it?
It has its challenges, but
that's slang for no. Jason, thanks for calling on that one.
No problem, guys.
Feel free to keep them coming on 13, 12, 16. Want to know how many people you've lived with in your life so far. Sam, I do have to ask an awkward question, though. What's it like sharing? What if you've got to go to the bathroom at night, do a number two, and then someone else, you've got to share the toilet with them? What happens? It's like a random person.
No, it's someone you know, you live with.
Yeah, but like...
You use work
toilets,
right?
You don't know them that well. Oh, yeah, spoke. Well, yeah, okay.